Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.
New York City and America needs their magic back.
Former First Lady Melania Trump introduced to a packed Madison Square Garden rally her husband, but before the former president took the spotlight, this from one of the other speakers, a comedian, Tony Hinchcliffe.
I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico.
Hinchcliffe made jokes about a black man in the audience mentioning watermelons and said Latinos love to make babies. A Republican running to be Puerto Rico's governor calling the comedian's comments despicable, inappropriate, and disgusting. Other Republicans condemning the jokes. Vice President Harris making stops in Philadelphia today, ending with a rally at a community center in North Philadelphia. Suspected terrorist attack in Tel Aviv today. This is ABC News. More on the trial of Richard Allen, accused of killing two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana in 2017. ABC's Ike Ajachi.
Indiana State Police Lieutenant Jerry Holman, the officer who interviewed Allen, returning to the stand to recall that 2022 interrogation. Holman telling the jury he recalled questioning Allen about the unspent cartridge found near the girls' bodies, a key piece of evidence in the case, saying Allen told him, "There's no way that round cycled through my gun. I don't know how it got there." Holman also testifying that Allen's demeanor during the interview became increasingly agitated.
Chef Jamie Oliver, the naked chef on TV, on social media calling for help finding nearly 1,000 wheels of primo quality cheddar cheese stolen from a British dairy worth over $300,000 in U.S. dollars. Oliver says a con artist posing at a wholesale distributor took it. He calls it the great, G-R-A-T-E, cheese robbery. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local Music Authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to the second hour of Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from Wisconsin. Hope you're having a great night. Jimmy K and E-Dub hanging out with you. This next band we're going to get into a double dip of is a band that just won Pop Performer of the Year. And they are working on brand new music as well. You can see this band, I believe, very soon at Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin's Brewing in Amherst, Wisconsin, on Saturday, November 2nd. It's Heavy Looks. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You don't even have to say a word.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Heavy Looks, a double dip of Heavy Looks to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. That was Gaslight, Shake Me Up before that. They took home the Pop Performer of the Year at the 2024 Madison Area Music Association Awards last Sunday, Dub. I really like that band. They're in the studio right now over at Audio for the Arts.
Like right now?
I don't know about right this second, but currently recording new music.
Yeah, awesome.
And they're working with Audrey Martinovich.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Who won like three Mamas.
As she should.
Including Live Sound Engineer of the Year. And also Studio Sound Engineer of the Year.
Love it.
Congratulations to Audrey and Studio for the Arts and Heavy Looks and all the Mama winners. Look forward to what happens in the next year with new music. There's so much good music coming out, dude.
Always is. Madison is full of talented people, and we built a show off of that. Your show now is built off of that, and the fact that that kind of thing is able to continue now for 15 plus years is just tribute to all of the awesome music that's around here, and it's all genres. It's all over the place.
You're familiar with Queen of Dreams, I'm sure, right?
Sure. Yep.
Just before we went on the air, I found an email at Max Inc. Radio, or Max Inc. at civicmedia.us, Queen of Dreams has new music.
That's fantastic.
And I'm not prepared to play it tonight, but we'll hopefully maybe play it next week or the week after.
You ought to. I got to see them play. Where did I get to see them play?
Was it
at the Crucible last year? Last year it was.
They're good.
Yeah.
I love the prog rock sound, the female fronted metal. It's good stuff.
Yeah, they're really good.
Hope you're all having a great night. Rocker and Terry are off tonight. It's Rocker's anniversary. Rocker and Alice's anniversary. See, Mrs. K and I just celebrated ours, which was 21,
I think.
21 years, yeah.
I shouldn't know that before you.
I think it's 27 for Rocker and Alice, or 24.
Okay.
24 or 27.
Yeah.
Anyway, happy anniversary to the Rockers.
The Rockers, indeed.
I like it when Alice comes to the studio here and brings food.
You like food.
I like Alice, too. But yeah, you're right. I like food.
I'm not saying you don't like Alice. I'm just saying
Alice brings good food is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
She's brought pizza a couple of times. She made like some soup or like a stew.
Yeah.
It's always good.
Excellent.
Lasagna, which I have to be careful for.
You know, all the times I've ever been on the show, there's never been any food. So I feel kind of left out now.
Well, you come on the days where we're just kind of cashed in just to get through the night, you know?
Great. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. I'll remember that next time you ask me.
Wait a minute. I wasn't supposed to say that.
Yeah, you're not supposed to say those things out loud.
Not out loud.
Inside
anywhere,
voice,
right?
Jimmy. Remember the difference.
I'm trying my hardest right now.
You're doing great.
Hey, I'm super excited. We're at 9 o'clock tonight. We're doing a replay of Live in the Lair from last week's show with Alex White and the Friends.
Mm.
Great performance here live in the Lair. You're going to thoroughly enjoy that if you happen to miss it. Of course, the podcast is always available at civicmedia.us. Shane Christopher Neal, he'll be at 10 o'clock tonight with Indie 45 show. Local original music from the Southern Ontario scene is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Of course, Rob Roberts at 11 o'clock with After Hours. Dub coming up in just a mere 10 minutes or so. We're going to have a chat with Abaddon's End. They have a brand new song out. We debuted it last week. It's called The Harlot. Super good. And Abaddon's End. Those guys are super fun. And they got a show tonight. They'll tell us all about it just after 7:30 tonight. Of course, we would love to have you part of the show as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Dub, are you a fan of Halloween or Christmas decorations outside at a house or a residence?
Oh, absolutely. I love when people get all festive and into it like that. You know, as long as it doesn't become like your whole personality.
Well, that's the thing. I personally know somebody who lives on Madison's East Side.
And
I don't know if they're still doing it or not, but Ed used to deck out for Halloween and Christmas with thousands of lights and displays. It was like kind of a competition thing, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
No, I've never gone all out like that at all. I like to do things more inside the home, kind of for the family, right?
Right.
Not so much on the outside of the home. But I enjoy it. It's fun when you get to go drive around the city and see all the various people that that really go all out for those holidays. One of the people that I frequent a local bar with, he does that stuff, and it's a lot of fun to see. He's got pictures of it all the time, and really like to see that. And people get really creative with it. You know, you've seen folks who set up a whole light show that goes along with music and that kind of thing. Oh, I mean, come on. The ingenuity that goes into that stuff, how can you not like that?
You know, I think I agree with you. I mean, they have that little FM transmitter, it can transmit, you know, in the block where you can play the music or whatever.
Yep.
And everything's synced up.
Yeah.
That's what my buddy did, you know.
Also, you're going to know the park I'm talking about where they have the lights set up every single year here in Madison.
A lot of communities do that, but here in Madison, that's Olin
Park. It is Olin Park. I had Olin in my head, but I couldn't remember.
Festival of Lights or something
like that. Yeah, and it's great. And they have all kinds of animation in there, and you make a little donation if you want to. And you get to drive through it, and it takes about 15 minutes, and it's just a really pleasant little drive, and you get to see, again, all that creativity and ingenuity, and it's so much fun.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When is it too early to put up the Christmas decorations? Like, right now, we're obviously in Halloween, but, man, there are people out there that go from Halloween and the next day, November 1st, they got, like, Christmas lights everywhere.
Hey, and retail stores have been doing Christmas stuff for weeks already, right?
That's capitalism at its finest right there.
It is. It is, but maybe it's just people following the lead. I don't know.
When is it too early to put up your Christmas decorations? I mean, when do you need to think, hey, I got to slow down on the caffeine and alcohol and take it easy on these Christmas decorations? Give us a call. Let us know. In the meantime, Cat and Hurricane is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Can anybody tell me when my dreams became nightmares? Gonna take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I want to love. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried, I still get high off of coming undone. Lions, but I still lay down with wolves. Never been this guarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I could breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine, God, alcohol. I said I'd be okay.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm staring at the ceiling, it's 3 a.m. Lying next to a lover or next to a friend, I don't know. But we fall asleep, start over again, making love so we can pretend that the cyclical fights that never stop have an ending. But we fall asleep, start over, ignoring all the calls from our family and friends. They'll still be there in the morning. Alarm clock blaring, it's 8 a.m. in the same damn bed where we became strangers. Now we fall asleep, start over again to another beautiful memory.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Secret Menu and 18. Love that song. Cat and a Hurricane before that with Caffeine and Alcohol. Two bands, E-Dub, that I was kind of surprised this past Sunday that they were not involved in the Bahamas. I think they were nominated for some awards, but didn't quite make it through. Great music, nevertheless, though.
Indeed. Well, and I think it's important to remember, as always, that the Bahamas is first and foremost a fundraising event.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. And
putting instruments in the heads of kids.
Yeah. And not just first and foremost, but also second, third, fourth, and fifth, right? Like that has got to be the focus of the whole Mama's thing. So, you know, you get an award, that's great. You don't get an award, you raised money. Like that's the thing, right?
Right.
So
844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app yet, it's the best way to listen to the show, really, honestly. You can grab it at any app store, or there's a link for you at civicmedia.us. And while you're there, don't forget to search for the podcast. Rocker works feverishly hard all week long posting podcasts of Max Inc. Radio. You can find them all right now at civicmedia.us. Dub, when is it too early to start putting up the Christmas decorations? Is November 1st a little too early for the Christmas decorations?
You know, it depends on who you're asking. If you're asking me 20 years ago, I would have said wait until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But now it feels like it doesn't even matter anymore. So if you want to start putting them up in March, go for it, you know?
I get annoyed at the early decorations in a neighborhood.
Yeah?
I get annoyed. And I also get very annoyed. I'm judging here.
I feel it.
January, like by January 10th or so, if you haven't taken down the Christmas decorations yet.
Yeah.
I'm judging you real hard.
Well, now I know that if I have forgotten to take my Christmas decorations down from the previous year, I cannot invite you over because you will judge me. So that's the lesson I'm taking from that.
You don't even have to invite me over, dude. I could just drive by. I could do a drive-by judging.
You could. You could. But don't do that. Yeah, I think really, you know, let's give each holiday its due, so to speak. And I would say... let's not do Christmas stuff until after Thanksgiving. That's if I'm going to say when's too early. Yeah, it's before Thanksgiving. Then it's too early. But you know what? I also know people who like all summer long can't wait for September 20th or 19th or whenever the solstice is, right? To start being like, oh, it's fall and Halloween and all this stuff.
Well, the Halloweeners, they get excited starting like in July, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, 4th of July.
Yeah.
Boom. Halloween.
Yeah. All I'm saying is those people need to calm down.
Brenda Davey is one of those people.
Yes, she is. She's definitely one of the people I have in mind when we're talking about that. Brenda needs to calm her Halloween down.
But she didn't go over. I mean, she went overboard like the week of and maybe a day or two after.
Yeah.
But she said, Uber Doug, get that stuff cleaned up or get it out like a day or two before. You know?
I feel like she's one of those people that, so she talks about it, right? She talks about it a lot.
Right.
But she doesn't set it up in her yard.
Until like a day or two
before. Reasonable time beforehand. Right. So that's totally fine. Everybody's got to love what they love, right? So you love Christmas or you love Thanksgiving or Halloween or 4th of July or whatever it is, St. Paddy's Day. Love it and love it all year round. But let's not decorate until a reasonable time before. Yeah. That's all I'm asking.
The best thing about celebrating Halloween with Brenda Davey.
Yeah.
If you're an adult trick-or-treating with kids or something like that.
I know what you're going to say.
She has the adult treat for you. Yeah.
Yes. It was one of the best parts of living across the street for her from her for some years.
It was awesome.
Yes.
Hey, the guys from Abaddon's End, they're playing a show tonight. We'll tell you all about it in just a couple of minutes. And they're going to join us on the phone. Super excited about it. Whole band will join us in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by our friends over at Herbal Aspects. Now, 3 locations here in Madison. 1 at Bagel Street, University Avenue, Gammon Road on Madison's West Side. You can also shop online, which I highly encourage you to do, at herbalaspect.com. Also by Noah's Ark Pet Store, 1289 North Sherman Avenue inside Northgate Mall. Cat and kitten adoptions, Dub, plus organic pet food, grooming supplies, and so much knowledge. Check them out right now. Noah's Ark Pet Store.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge. Saturday night, October 26th, starting at 8:30. Live music with Honey Shot. Win $400 with the Lazy Oaf Costume Contest. Must be present to win. Plus $4 cherry bombs, $2 75-cent cans of Bud Light and Miller Lite, and $2 off Tito's Double Mixers. It's Halloween at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. North Stoughton Road. For details, follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Max Inc. on Civic Media. Why is Jimmy K playing ELO?
I don't know. Are you asking me?
Yeah, that's a good review.
Oh, I didn't know if it was rhetorical or
well,
not.
Well, Sean Mike O'Dargan is about to hit the stage at the High Noon Saloon, and this is who he's playing with. And I would love to see that. Hopefully someone's videotaping that so we can watch the replay. Jimmy K and E-Dub hanging out with you on a Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Halloween weekend here in Madison, and I assume across the state of Wisconsin. A lot of shows happening. And on the phone with us right now is a band that's at a show right now. And so much going on with them. It's a Abaddon's End. We got Steve, we got Kyle, we got Tim, we got Bach on the speakerphone. Gentlemen, good evening. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Whoa! Real quick, you forgot Cole on keys. He's here as well.
Cole. What's up, Cole? Sorry I forgot you, man. I'll do better. Hey, so Steve, let's start with you, man. Where are you guys playing tonight and what's going on?
At Fear Fest in Plymouth, Wisconsin, over by Sheboygan. We got two bands before us, and then we're headlining about 9.
Okay, very cool. And Kyle, are you guys in costume tonight, or are you just doing the rock star look?
Part of us are in costume.
Kyle's always in costume.
I'm bashful, so. Bach, I'm going to be in costume tonight. The rest of the guys don't really do costume. Tim wears a tutu once in a while.
What's your costume, Bach?
It's my version of Abaddon. So if you go on our Facebook page, you can see some of it from Madtown Moto last week. And we'll probably have some up tomorrow, too. So
nice.
Good job. Hey guys, E-Dub here. And I wanted to ask Bach about something kind of big for you guys. You recently signed with Curtain Call Records. Tell us all about that.
We signed with them last year, actually. We signed with them. We were talking with them for a little while. We talked with John, and John talks to us every week. He helps us out, gives us ideas on how to promote. You know, we like to pay the favor back and promote with them. But, yeah, I mean, Curtain Call, they're great people. They also work with quite a few artists, independent artists. They help us get our name out there. They put us on the internet radio all over the place. And we got nothing but love for Curtain Call Records. Yeah!
Tim, do you think that's had, like obviously it has had a positive effect on Abaddon's End joining Curtain Call. But what's the one single thing that you guys are benefiting from this arrangement that you have with them?
Radio stations. They just put us out there all over the place, all different states. Oh.
Yeah, that's okay. Sorry. Thankfully, I had a little 7-second delay I was able to use there.
Good.
So,
I'm sorry, buddy.
That's okay. Well, go to the timeout here. Hey, Bach, talk about you guys are putting some new music together. We actually played a brand new track from Abaddon's End last week here on Max Inc. Radio. It's called The Harlot. Tell me about this song and writing this song and what it's about.
Well, Tim came up with this bluesy riff and it had a sexy vibe to it. And so I started thinking, you know, what can I do with this? You know, it feels dirty and it feels sexy. And I was like, well, let's go with a sexy, dirty girl. So I was like, well, what can we tag it with? So, you know, I started thinking about, well, can we go with a succubus? Can we go with a harlot? And I was like, oh, the harlot, that's it right there. So, you know, I just started writing about some some girls I've dated in the past that might have became strippers without me knowing, and I was like, well, let's write a song about them, about her. That's where the Harlot came from.
It sounds like some kind of a marriage between AC/DC and Iron Maiden.
It definitely has a strong old school throwback to it, and then we got the key solo in there. I mean, when's the last time you guys heard some key solos like that in a rock song?
In a rock song, right? I mean, key solos are not that uncommon, but in a hard rock, maybe metal band that Abaddon's End is, that is pretty unique. Where did that idea come from?
Well, Cole joined us in March, and Cole, why don't you talk about what we've thrown you into?
Sure. So I joined up. February, March, and I had one practice to start out just to kind of feel it out, see how things worked, and you know, we kind of liked what we were coming up with, and I think it was either one or two practices, and we were playing shows, and it's pretty much been almost nonstop since then.
Cole, are you adding keys to the existing library of Abaddon's End?
Yeah, so there are some songs that we've been working with, you know, adding little embellishments, like that, you know, like that synth stuff and pads, like that, kind of in a way, you don't really that kind of backing track on the sound.
That's awesome. Bad Zed on the phone with us right now. They're playing a show tonight. Bach, I'm sorry, tell me where you guys are playing again.
We are at Fear Fest at Road America in Plymouth right now. We'd like Plymouth. Lake Effect Wisconsin's on right now, and Broken's playing up next, and then we're on at 9 o'clock.
Well, I hope you guys have a great show. Congratulations on the new music. I guess one last question here. The Harlot, we're about to play that. Is there more new music coming down the pike from you guys?
In about a month, you can expect one more. In about a month after that, you can expect one more.
Love
and we've got another one in the works for the month after that.
I'm picking up on a bit of a pattern there.
I love it.
Yeah.
Don't.
We're going to let the Harlot breathe for a little bit, and then we're going to throw another one out.
We're going to let it breathe right now. Hey, guys, have a great show tonight. Thank you so much, and happy Halloween to you.
Thank you to Max Inc. Radio. Happy Halloween.
You guys rock.
That's awesome. Let's play the Harlot. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You want a party, baby? With all the things you do.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Civic Media, we are local music. Queen of Dreams, Can the Dragon Still Fly? A Batten's End before that, a double dip of them. Aspire and their brand new one, The Harlot. Thanks to all the guys from A Batten's End, Steve, Kyle, Tim, Cole, and Bach for calling in tonight. They're up in Plymouth playing a show at the Road America in Plymouth right now. Go see them if you're up in the Port Washington area. You know who lives over there? Trevor lives over there. Trevor Reed. Chuck.
That guy.
I don't think I know who that is.
No. Trevor Reed. You got to know Trevor Reed. He's like the Kramer of Madison, but he doesn't live here anymore. Anyway, Abandoned Zen is going to be
He's like the Trevor of Port Washington.
Right. November 8th, Abandoned Zen will be at Buddy's Bar and Grill in Chippewa Falls, and they'll be in Milwaukee on November 16th at the bar. Jimmy K and E-Dub hanging out with you. Rocker Terry Bar are off tonight. Happy Halloween if you're all celebrating. There's so many good shows happening. E-Dub and I, as soon as we're off the air at 9 o'clock,
We're going to go trick-or-treating?
We're going to go trick-or-treating.
Heck yeah.
Over at the High Noon Saloon here in Madison for freaking Halloween weekend. It's presented by Max Inc. Radio. Radiohead is probably about to hit the stage right now. If not, maybe Shawn Michael Dargan wrapping up ELO. But yeah, Radiohead. And that's performed by the Earthlings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's great. Hey, Jimmy, I know there's no esports, but I've got to report on this real quick.
Okay.
Badgers are first and 10 at the Penn State 47, trailing 7-3. The Badger offense has been a little bit shaky, but the defense has been rock solid so far. We're getting close to halftime.
On Wisconsin, go Bucky. And I bet you Tom in New Berlin, he's listening right now and watching the Badger game, just like we're doing.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Thanks for listening, Tom. Appreciate that. Hey, coming up next hour, Dub. We got a couple double dips if we have time, but definitely a double dip from a band who's going to be performing live in the Lair next week here on Max Inc. Radio. I got to preview these songs, and quite frankly, I'm really excited to meet this band. They are really good. A double dip, a black Dogtown Hollow coming up after the top of the hour, and also Black Widow Starling. That's who I wanted to say, Dub.
Good job, buddy.
All right. It's the Badger game. It has to be all confused. Let's play some music here. Original local music from Wisconsin. Let's go out to Milwaukee and play some Blame It on Kane. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Well, it's 10 p.m. on Friday night and time to have some fun. Music's playing, drinks up on, good time for everyone. See you staring at me with the warning eye. Well, I can still remember our secret story night. And I said, stay away, stay away.
Radio.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.